Here's a thought I'll title, The Starting Point. My approach to processing is that with every image, the end point of processing is unknown, sort of the opposite of pre-visualization. I like not to go into processing with a pre-visualized idea of what I want the image to be, but instead, I try to open myself up to what's in the image. I try to be receptive and let the image guide me. And with that in mind, I never quite know where I'm going to end up. As I'm working on an image, the aesthetics can evolve. The ideas that I'm working with can blossom and change, and my expectations will change right along with it. So rather than using processing as a means to get somewhere that I've preconceived, maybe at the time of clicking the shutter, instead, I look at each image as raw material that I have to discover how, well, let me say it, it wants to be processed. That it, of course, is probably more to do with my subconscious than it is with the ones and zeros on my hard disk, but you get the idea. I'm trying not to impose my will on the image to make it become something that it doesn't want to be. So, and I know this will sound a little bit counterintuitive, what I find is that with every image, it's a good idea to start with a sort of normal-looking image. So with all the images I bring in, I do a few things just to begin the process. I do some input sharpening. I'll do some tonal adjustments to get the contrast right and the whites and the darks to look right and pull up the shadows if I need to. The kind of stuff that probably in my youth I would consider arriving at the end point. But no, when I'm done doing all of that processing, so the photograph sort of looks like what I think a normal photograph would look like, that's when I start the process. I use that as the jumping off point rather than as the ending point. Sometimes that ends up being true. I don't do anything more to the image than basic adjustments that make it look kind of like it looked to my eye when I was there. And those kinds of images, I suppose I would characterize as a straight photograph without visible processing. That is to say, you don't see the hand of the artist, me in this case, in that image. Instead, what you see is just the subject that was captured, the light that was captured, the scene. But to me, that's just the launching point that provides sort of a solid foundation for exploring more exotic processing. Processing that I hope is going to amplify the personal expression in the finished project. Which brings me to one of the more interesting things about doing project-oriented photography, which is any given image that you have might end up in more than one project. It might end up in two or three or four projects. And each project that image is used in might require different processing. In some cases, you might want it to be very high key, very low clarity, very misty, very contrasty, very split-toned, tint-toned. There's so many things that we can do. You might want to play with cropping. You might turn it into a round image. There is so much that we can do. But I find it useful to always start all those aesthetic decisions and project-oriented adaptation and processing to start with sort of a straight image and go from there, rather than start from the raw capture every time. So for me, the starting point is to get that straight photograph. And what I tend to observe is that a lot of photographers, particularly beginning photographers, think of that position in processing as the ending point. No, that's just where you start from. And you may end up in ever so many different finished processed images based on how you use each image in a project, or maybe if it's just destined as a standalone image matted and framed and hung on the wall. Each finish requires its own approach, its own decision-making process. But I find that easier if I start from a common ground, the so-called straight photograph, rather than starting from the raw capture every time. And I guess that makes sense to me from an internal processing point of view, because that's where my mind starts when I'm standing in front of the subject. I'm out there in the landscape. I see something. There's a street scene. There's a person I want to photograph. I always start with human vision. And that very often is not accurately represented in my digital raw captures. Instead, I have to get to human vision with a little bit of small, subtle processing, input sharpening, that kind of thing, as I mentioned. But it's from there to the next step that the task of being an artist kicks in, and all the subsequent aesthetic decisions mold the image to fit the idea, the project, the finished body of work.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.